Thank you for our money and love. to worship in the kingdom of God. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for the oil of grace that was imparted to us this morning. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the new year. Thank you for the grace and the mercy. Thank you, Father. Thank you for something else. Don't be tired of worshiping God. Lord, I thank you for my work. Thank you for my offer. Thank you for thousands. Thank you for good. I thank God for what I am going to do. You are the miracle that happened in the house. The mischief. Why am I worshiping God? Why are you the Lord worshiping God? You are the miracle that happened in the house. Thank God for the miracle. Thank God for the testimony. Thank God for the story of the Lord.
Anyone that spread an evil perfume to attract and to repair,
to repent from you as an attack to himself. I command it to be destroyed. Yeah. About the place of work. There's somebody that's here that be experiencing delay, that be experiencing long-standing delay in your place of work, in your business. Things that's supposed to take 2 weeks, 1 week, is taking a month. It's taking months. I'm going to pray this way. I'm going to say, my Father, my Creator.
My Father, my Creator.
Every spirit of delay,
is
crushed. Listen to me, listen to me. By Sunday, you are going to testify.
Amen.
Say this, my Father, my Creator.
My Father, my Creator.
Every spirit of delay
is
crushed this week.
Crushed.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Open your face. My pastor is sick. Yes, yes, yes. You know I'm talking about you. You know yourself. That thing that will delay your office. That thing that will delay your business. Like this, we are not in the city today. I wish for me to anoint the whole members. I wish for me to anoint the Holy Spirit telling me. I wish for me at the end of this program to anoint the whole members. Because it's not only the workers that should benefit. My people. I felt a fire. I felt a fire when the oil was poured on me this morning.
Sunday, I always have a clash by the mercy of God because of my ministry. So we are going to be having people that will be delegated to be handling that will remain till the end of the program. Like last year Sunday, you don't have to be rushing. All of us were doing is what you were. You don't have to rush in the variety section, rushing the message and all those things. But because of the reason of the other commitments, area and other places. Even this Sunday, I'm supposed to be in 3 churches. I have to shift one to next month. So, please, no man take the honor to himself. The floor is open. By the mercy of God, Sister Niola is our assistant. We have Sister Yemisi, we have other people in the church. So, going forward, you'll be preparing so that you can fill up the gap. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Please, I want our youth departments. I want mommy, let's work towards it. So that we have, anytime we are doing something, we'll do it very well. Like that thing should generate questions among the church members. Not just to ask one or two questions and they rush it off. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, I thank you for today. Speak to us in the language you understand.
Amen.
Take all the glory.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Put your hand together for Jesus Christ. And just in a few 10 minutes, we should be off. In a few 10 minutes, we should be off. The topic for the province is the bomb scare. The bomb scare, which is something that everybody must pass through, except we don't want to marry. I passed through it last week. Hallelujah. You cannot marry twice, as a child of God. You must pass through it. I don't know why my wife is here. Is my wife here? Eh? She's not here. She's on her way, okay. Praise the Lord. But today I'm teaching on both of my role. But I know one or two unavoidable. I don't know if you understand why she's not here. There are 3 points I want to give you about the bomb step. Praise the Lord. Both of my role. The text, please, I will just mention one. You read one at home, because of time. The text says, no, we cannot know any man except the Spirit of God. You cannot know, a man cannot know himself except the Spirit of man. Meaning that if you are a child of God, God gives you his Spirit. And so you can have a privilege to know what is in someone's Spirit. But when you are not a child of God, you are only born once, you are not born twice, you are not born of the Spirit. Then you can only know what is in you. You cannot know what is around man. That's why many people always go and read the palm and do all that kind of thing just to know what is in people's mind, to read people's mind. They say, look at the person I want to marry. Look at the future. Some people say, your night will be good. Your afternoon will be okay. All those kind of necromancer. That's not needful if you have the Spirit of God. But the Bible says, in that 1 Corinthians 2 verse 11, it says, no man can know another man save the Spirit of man. Then also, you cannot know what is the Spirit of God, save the Spirit of God in you. Praise the Lord. Now, there are three tests before you settle down. Like our sister said, our couple that came out, no couple is perfect. Even my wife, when I was dating online, when I was making phone calls on Facebook, there are some things I didn't know. But as she came out to live with me for the past 8 months, my eyes have opened. Hallelujah. But let me tell you something. Love is blind, but marriage will open your eyes. Yes. Even myself, that first 2 months, she said, man of God. Man of God, is this you? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There was a time she was walking, when she was seeing at Akwa Ibom, she was walking, she called me. She could not sleep. Attack, I prayed immediately. But now, you have to see my boxer. You have to see my singlet. You are going to, like our sister said, this is finished. And pray. Must you fast? Yesterday he was telling me, must you fast on all your program? Must you fast? Can't you just go and preach? Why don't you eat fufu and go and preach? It's now used to me. That is marriage for you. So there are three things you must test. So that when you enter, you know you can't go out. This is the biggest handcuff. Because of what I said earlier about time, this topic we may treat it sometime later. So we expatiate very well, but I just want to give you these 3 points. Number one, salvation test. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 14 to 18. If you open that place, when you read and get what I want, you read the rest at home. Second person, John 3, 7 to 14. When you go home, you read that one. But I just summarize because it's something that the Lord has already told me. So sometimes you don't need to read the Bible, you have to study the Bible. That when you are preaching, you just know what is there. The Bible says, love, this commandment I give you, that you should love what, one another. That's 1 Corinthians 6. Why don't you open that place? Why don't you open that place? 1 Corinthians 6. Just give me verse 14. The Bible says, this commandment you should love one another. First Corinthians 6 verse 14 to 18. Is that what you are reading? Yes. Go ahead.
Don't you realize that the body is actually part of Christ? Should a man take his body, which is part of Christ, and join it to a prostitute? Never. 16. And don't you realize that if a man joins himself to a prostitute, he becomes one body to have. For the scriptures say, the two are united into one. But the person who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. 18. Run from sexual sin. No other sin so clearly affects the body as this one does. For sexual immorality is a sin against God.
Please, sorry. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. That's why we are lost. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. 2 Corinthians, not 1 Corinthians. The text is 1 Corinthians 2.
Don't steam up with those who are unbelievers.
Okay.
How can righteousness be a partner?
Thank you. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Sorry, I was too fast. I talked about love. That's the second test. Don't be yoked with unbelievers. You shouldn't marry an unbeliever. No matter what, you shouldn't marry an unbeliever. If you go to John chapter 3, verse 7, it was talking about ye must be born again. Marvel not that I tell you, you must be born again. Nicodemus said, can I enter the womb? He said, yes, you must be born again. So meaning that first test, salvation test, anybody you must marry, as long as you are a child of God, must be born again. That's the first test. You cannot tell me that God has shown you will of God and the person is a Muslim. You must pray. Let God convert the person. Yes, it happens, but it's not advisable by scripture. Don't misquote me. Yes, it can happen. God, your will of God can be a Muslim, but it is not advisable by scripture, meaning that the scripture is our guide. So it's not advisable as a youth that you should marry someone who is an unbeliever, because the father of an unbeliever is not he's not your father. So you are bringing a strange person to your home. That's the first point. Number two, the love test. So when you go home, you read Ephesians 5, 22 to 33, talking about husband, love, wife, submit. But once you read John 13, verse 34, that's what I was coming to. John chapter 13, verse 34. Thank you very much. Sister, God bless you. Love each other as I love you. God is love. Love is God. Anywhere there's no love, there's no God. If someone doesn't know how to love God, he can't love you. No man can love you more than how you love God. Yes. For example, if I see where they are slaughtering Christians, even if it's not my blood brother, by that video, that sight, it gives me. How does it feel to us? That is the first nature of humanity. But if you see someone who can close eye and kill another person, that element of God, which is love, is not in that person. Because if you love someone, you will not do harm to another person's body. Then if you now join to that person in marriage, you can wake up anything and kill you. Because the nature of love is not there. There are three kinds of love. There's what they call agape love. There's what they call philia. Philia is the love of brothers and sisters. Agape is the unconditional love. Praise the Lord. Now, there's what they call the eros. That is only allowed in marriage. If you are married, the eros is the attraction, the spousal love that brings copulation and brings pair of children, which is only allowed in marriage. So, God does not advise you to marry someone that. Number one, does not have agape love, unconditional love. Number two, does not have what? Filial love. Because filial love means, for example, we see how Brother David, look at his senior brother. Look at the dedication. He sacrificed his job that day and came. You see how I've been noticing them. You see this brotherly love between two of them, Brother David and our assistant pastor. That is a filial love. My sister, she made my wife angry. When she came to my office, I said, she's a copper now. I said, this girl may need transport. I removed money, still gave her. If I felt that she offended my wife, I still gave her transport. She wanted to buy a cord. I said, go and take cord, I'll pay. That filial, that is my blood, it's my mother's child. That's what they call filial love. You know what I mean? So no matter what, if you marry a man or you marry a woman who doesn't have that father, I'm eating, my brother must eat. I need money for transport. He will need it also. This person went to school. I need to go to school too. That person is not fit for marriage. If someone does not have that kind of love in him. That's where, as sister said, her husband helped her to fulfill her dream. Yes? Because he knows that he's happy fulfilling his dream. He's working, he's earning money, he needs his wife to work. You don't tie down your wife. You don't stifle your wife's gift. Look at our daddy, he's a practical example. His wife is a pastor, and she supports the wife. That's the filial love. He's fulfilling his own as a man. She's fulfilling her ministry. He didn't say, because you're my wife, how can you be a pastor over me? No. That is a filial love. That you have goals, you have dreams, you have aspirations. I told my wife, if I was preaching for years, if I marry you, and you come to my life, I'm no more preaching. Means you came to kill my dream. Yes. But you are a nurse. That's your field. I allowed you. You came to my day. God has opened up for you. You are working in IVF. All those things. That is, you are growing your field. I'm growing my field. That's filial love. Everybody wants to achieve your growth. Fulfillment comes from achieving your dream. I derive fulfillment in preaching. All the churches I'm telling you about, that if I go, I give them honorarium. Even this weekend, I'm supposed to be in Akwa Ibom for crusade. It's not that I need all those honorarium, but it's the passion, the love, the fulfillment again from preaching the gospel. So you too, if you have your wife, your husband has a dream, say, I want to be a chef, you will help them fulfill their goal. That is filial love. Then the eros aspect of the second ingredient after salvation, the eros aspect in marital love is that you must be attracted. I like what Diana, she's very blunt. You say, he's good looking. Don't marry someone you're not attracted to. Sorry, my wife, I used to tell her everything. I said, what do you carry? It's what deceived me. Hallelujah. This is your service. I'm trying not to be vulgar. But this service is majorly, this bone of my bone teaching does not come every time. The bone of my bone teaching does not come every time from the province. So today it has come. It's related to youth who are ripe for marriage. So I have to teach it like that.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
Yes. My wife, when I saw a picture on Facebook, I told my brother, you see this girl? Hey, I've been going to program for this one. But my wife is beautiful. Me, I'm lanky. I can't carry lanky. No. Hallelujah. So you must be attracted. No, it's true. I must balance the equation. Can someone shout hallelujah? I must balance the equation. That's for me, oh. Eros love should not be to another person. Now, Sister Enola is beautiful. I should not be having eros love to her. But it's not my wife. If you don't stop from the corner, say, tell upon you, please. Because I'm going to heaven. Only filial love, as a sister, she's having a dedication, you go to her house to support her as filial sister. And after paying of one condition, and you push her out to give her life to Christ, she's not a child of God. Because anybody that's preaching the gospel, you shouldn't agape love. That's the love you have to sinners. Because he doesn't say you should error sinners, or you should filial sinners. He says you should agape them. Means that the first love you should show to a sinner is to preach the gospel for him to do, give his life to Christ. You should have it to your brother, your church member, but to your wife only should you have errors. To your husband only should you have errors. You shouldn't see another man as a woman that is married. Look at this place. No! That is of the devil. That's the second ingredient in choosing bone of my bone. Number one, you must be saved. Number two, you must have the love element. Number one is the salvation element. Number two is the love element. The last one, please, the time is up. The last one is the responsibility test. You go home and read Proverbs 31, 10 to 31, because that's about the Proverbs 31 woman who wakes up in the night, provides for her family, she is spindle, and she's not, the Bible says she does not eat the bread of idleness, means she's hardworking. Now, but the place we'll read for me now is 1 Timothy 5:8. So we can pray around us. 1 Timothy 5:8. 1 Timothy 5:8. Listen to me, the phobia of marriage is caused by this. Many girls, ladies these days are discovering that some men are becoming irresponsible. So they are afraid of marriage. Because marriage is responsibility. Marriage is commitment. Now, the missing rib and the life partner you are searching for. These are three major things I've discovered. Number one, as a child of God, salvation. Many people are not born again. They just infiltrate the church. That everybody comes to church not means he's a child of God. So many ladies and many men, many guys are finding it difficult to choose some God said, I'm not sure of our salvation. I'm not sure of his salvation. My wife may not be fire or always spiritually agile like me, but I know my wife's salvation. I know her foundation. I know her father is a pastor, a senior pastor. I know that at least there are some things this girl cannot do. He may not follow me for evangelism. He may not come early to church like me. But there are some things this lady cannot do. Because by the mercy of God, I'm boldly saved. That's why I wanted her to be here. I married my wife as a virgin. Can someone shout hallelujah? Someone that reached almost 30 and a virgin. That shows it's someone that has chastity. Yes, I'm the one that drove my wife's virginity. I said it with all boldness and pride. Hallelujah. So if you are a young lady here, salvation will help you keep your virginity. Make a vow to God that I will not mess up myself. That's salvation. Number two, love test. It's one of the things that make many people. Many people are, there's fake love everywhere. A man that cannot give you does not love you. Yes, look at what our sister said. He paid transport and he overpaid transport. I know what that means. Brother, you are doing well. Hallelujah. I know what that means. Because I know the days I was sending in charge car. I used to tell my wife sometimes, I say, MB, where I don't send for you for this life. Eh? You can use it to watch movie for 1 year. Because throughout our nursing school, I'll be sending MB every Sunday, MB, recharge card. If you love a man or a woman, you must give her. You must give. Sometimes I'll not take breakfast, I'll go to work. And bread, all those things are there. Go do more. Stock it. That's how it's supposed to be. Sacrifice for your family. Give to them. Give to them. This morning I say, oh, you may come, you may not come. I know how your body. Keep money in case you want to come. You want anyone, there's money there. That's how it should be. You must give. Not that a man was telling me something in the office yesterday. He said, this guy that said his child just died. He has girlfriend outside. He's dating many girls outside. He's not looking at the affairs of his home. Like our sister said, a man that is not homely. He doesn't know when the child contracted infection and the child died. 2 years old child died. Because he's dating women outside. When your eye is outside too much, your child will have injury, you'll not see it. Your wife will be in pain, you don't know. Never have this your brothers. The last one, responsibility here. The Bible says, whosoever cannot provide for his family is an infidel. Who's an infidel? It's an unbeliever. So responsibility, not only to the man's side, to the woman's side. That's why I married a working class. I know that I'm still a young boy starting your life and ministry. I've not started, I've not achieved anything much. Just a little basic need. So why should I not marry a full-time housewife? And why should I do that? I marry, sometimes, no money, my wife will tell me, don't worry, I'll add the money and cook the soup. Praise the Lord. That's how it is. The other day, I was in my office. I saw a lot. Pap, I said, me, in this life, people touch me money. But one thing I noticed, there are some people, I don't know why some of you are noticing this one. There are some people that who always feel that they don't actually have. I don't know why they're that kind of person. People don't give you. They always feel. Even sometimes, my friends, who ministers, senior ministers, when they're asking me, they're asking myself, I'll tell myself, you guys, this doesn't feel that I have. Me not in my house. Many people feel that like that. The other day, somebody said to me, I need to arrange it for my father. I think the person that if I tell you what is up for me, if I tell you what I just sent now to my family, you don't understand. So, I was surprised when I said that. I said, somebody give me money this time. Somebody dash me money. I opened and saw my wife here. The father said, you send money to me? Say yes. Say, go and eat my money. I say yes. I just do my hand like this. I say yes. That's why I marry a nurse. I marry a working class. So a woman must be responsible. That's the responsibility test. Don't marry a liability. Even if she's not doing the major thing in the home, the house rent, the rent of other major things, but the minor things in the house, she should add, she should be able to add and pay for it and relieve you of that stress. So you don't die before your time. That's why you see some 40-year-old white hair have already come out. Because everything that you want, even matches in the house, the wife will call them. Yeah? Even ordinary matches, the wife will call them. Matches no day, those transfer money. May God help us in Jesus' name. Rise in your feet, please. Rise in your feet. Begin to talk to God in prayer. Say, God, I've made sure upon me. I want to choose rights. I want to choose rights. Please, I'm sorry. Instead of just pray. This prayer point, there's somebody that is here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. There's someone that is here. Your loved one has been sick for a time. And that sickness, because the revelation God showed me for today, I don't know why. God has been showing me about workplace, office, business problem. Workplace, office, business. Something about your work, your office. The last revelation God showed me, someone that said, someone has been sick, your loved one has been sick for some time, and it has affected the person's work. The person, the income is not coming. That affected the person. The Lord shall start the healing today. I said, the Lord shall start the healing today. In the name of Jesus. I want to say, my Father, my Creator, every affliction, I want to destroy the works of my hand. Lose your hope. Lose your hope. Lose your hope. What do you want to pray? What do you want to pray?
in Jesus' name we pray. Let us put our hands to our brother that God has used for us today. Let us begin to prophesy to him and that God will continue to strengthen him, that he will not lose his relevance in the presence of the Lord, that he will continue to move from glory to glory, from wisdom to strength in the name of Jesus, that he will remain relevant to the presence of God and miraculous things will continue to happen in his life. We need to pray for him.
In Jesus' name we
pray. Amen. Offering time. Offering time. Let's give our hands into our pockets. Out of the abundance that God has done for us, let us bring a tangible gift, a tangible offering to appreciate God for that dancing, that dancing thing. Who are the choir team of the dancing song?
You know this place.